I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The number is to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Well, the great eclipse of 2024 has now come and gone. And people who are lucky enough to witness it can now understand what it feels like when the sun, or the star that gives us light and life, immediately dims by the shadow of the moon. Liam and my wife were in Indianapolis to witness it. Liam was excited. This was his second one. And I was excited for him. He got a great shot that apparently somebody in the media wanted a copy of. He got it from a telescope, so it was really a good shot. And so he's very excited. We didn't get much here because we had clouds. We were supposed to get about, 70% or less? Everybody was supposed to get a piece of the sun gone, but the totality was in that pathway. Everybody, and when you talk about the shadows, you got the shadows that consist of two parts. You got the umbra, where the sun is completely blocked, and you have the penumbra, where the sun is partially obscured. We had penumbral eclipses all over outside of the totality path or the umbra path. And many notice if they look to the west, they see the oncoming umbral shadow, and any clouds on the horizon will go dark. The moon shadow sweeps over them, making the approaching umbra more noticeable. And just prior to totality, all that remains of the sun are a few shafts of light shining through these deep valleys on the moon, leading to what is called the limb edge. And the result are these beads that disappear one right after the other. They're called the Bailey's beads. And it's lucky. If you get the Bailey's beads on camera, that's good luck. So the lunar shadow envelops you. Only a single bead remains after that. It shines like a brilliant diamond set into a pale ring created by this beautiful white inner corona surrounding the moon's black silhouette. So during totality, during umbra, this is where you start to feel a little uneasy. Because as the sunlight dims, you may notice animals, birds, and insects. They act in a peculiar manner. I was reading that in New York, the zoos, the animals went crazy. But many start to settle in. A lot of the animals tend to settle in as if night is falling. And so then the street lights come on. And then you start noticing a perceptible drop in the temperature. And then the wind starts picking up. A little bit of breeze, and then it dies down or changes direction because of the fact that you've got the heat and the cold, and then you have the low pressure, the high pressure change abruptly. So as time goes by, you start to see totality's wave of darkness speeding rapidly to the east. So the partial light is giving the surroundings this weird tint. Colors change. The sky starts to turn a little white after totality. And the temperature will likely continue to cool slightly after totality concludes and begins to rise shortly thereafter. However, the change may be subtle and could be masked by a shift in the wind speed. Just depends on where you are. So now I want you to imagine, for those of you that had totality today, and some of you that, you know, got damn close, I want you to imagine for a moment the white sky. And I want you to also think about that small drop in temperature becoming the norm. That after the sun returns, all you see is this white, milky sky and temperatures that remain cool and not wavering. I received a lot of emails today, and received emails even before we announced what the show was about today, saying that the eclipse, they had a clear view of the eclipse, and immediately during the eclipse, they started seeing spraying going on, which is exactly what I would suspect. And the reason why is because, well, if the sky, if the thought of losing the sky, losing the blue, losing its blue tint, if the idea of temperature dropping triggers a hint of anxiety, And the thought of the sky and the earth remaining like this has you a bit unnerved, then maybe you should think about how the White House now has given the go-ahead for scientists to begin dimming the sun and brightening the clouds in order to fight global warming. Because that those pictures of the chemtrails or the stratospheric aerosol injections that I saw, most definitely, after what I've been reading, most definitely were going to happen anyway. They were going to begin, after the eclipse, they were going to begin solar engineering or geoengineering the sun. And so if we decide to continue this solar geoengineering of the sun or geoengineering the earth, they want to spray highly reflective particles of a material such as sulfur into the stratosphere in order to deflect sunlight. And so they believe that this will cool the planet. Then we will never see a blue sky again, and the feeling of that sudden cool will haunt us into the future. A milky white sky, a blocked sun. So the idea behind solar geoengineering is essentially to mimic what happens when volcanoes push particles into the atmosphere. And there are at least three initiatives underway right now that are studying the potential implementation of solar radiation management, or SRM, as it's sometimes called SRM. If anybody talks about SRM, it is solar radiation management. And there's a commission under the auspices of the Paris Peace Forum. They're composed of 15 current and former global leaders and some environmental and governance experts, and they're exploring policy options to combat climate change and how these policies might be monitored, a Carnegie Council initiative of how the United Nations might govern geoengineering, and degrees initiatives. There's also an academic effort based in the United Kingdom and funded by a collection of foundations that in turn funds research will be thrown to studying the effects of such a scheme of dimming the sun across the developing world. The result of these initiatives, if not the goal, may be to normalize the idea of dimming the sun and geoengineering. I mean, we've known that geoengineering has been going on for some time now, but they're finally getting around to admitting that they want to do this, and money is being thrown at these projects to dim the sun, make the sky white, and fill it full of trails. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Did you notice the trails after the eclipse? A lot of people did. They sent me plenty of pictures, but I want to see what you think. 503-225-0860. We'll be back.
You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.